Welcome to Beach Books and Beyond with me, Monique Chambers. Each week, I invite a different guest from a different walk of life to talk to me about books that they've read, which have influenced them, and books they suggest we take to the beach this summer. You've no excuse not to be well read. Welcome to Beach Books and Beyond with me, Monique Chambers, and my guest this week is Kira Farrugia. Now, Kira's 11 years old, and she's an avid reader, and you're going to tell us about some of the books that you enjoy reading. So, what's the last book you read?
The Guy with All the Gifts.
So, what kind of gifts, or is it gifts as in talents that she has?
It's like talents.
Okay.
It's scary, though.
Scary? Why?
It's, like, about this girl who, like, lives in this jail, and there's this infection, and if you get it, you, like, turn into, like, a monster. And she, like, got infected, but it didn't affect her fully.
Okay.
So she's special.
So she's half monster, sort of.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she can control it.
Mm-hmm.
So she's special.
And what happens throughout the book, then? It just tells you the adventures she goes through?
Because it's, like, then these people, like, invade, so they have to go out.
Ah. And she gets rid of them, or she just defends herself?
She's with this, like, sergeant, Sergeant Fox, and this teacher and this doctor. And she's, like, kind of trying to protect them.
Ah, okay.
So that they don't get infected.
Ah, okay. And does she get cured in the end? Can you get cured, or should
no,
you probably shouldn't
cured.
Tell us, actually, should you? Might spoil the ending of the book. And have you read books by the same author?
No, before? But I have one on the way.
Ah, okay. What's that one called?
Fellside.
Ah, is it a similar sort of thing, or we don't know anything about
I'm not
it?
Not sure.
Okay. And what other books have you read? Because you read a lot.
I like Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children.
Ah, that was a movie, wasn't it, recently
as
well?
Yeah, the movie is really bad.
Okay. So what's better about the book?
It's more descriptive and it makes more sense. Like, I just prefer it. Because the movie, it's very different than the book.
Ah, yes? What, in terms of, like, the way they're dressed up and the things
like,
that
the
happen?
Like, the characters, like, they have powers because they're, like, gifts, powers. And in the movie, they completely change them.
Okay. So it's almost unrecognisable. So you could read the book and could watch the film, and it's like having two separate experiences.
No, it's just similar. Like, the general story is the same, but then the details are different.
Okay. But you prefer the book, definitely, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And has that happened to you before, where you've seen the movie and you've read the book?
Yes. Like The Maze Runner. The first movie was good as well, but the book was still better. But then the second book was much better than the movie.
So what was the second book called, do you remember?
The Scorch Trials.
Okay. And so why was
they
that...
They made different? A movie of it as well, and now they made a third one as well.
Ah. And is that because of the characters as well? They don't look like you think they look or something
and
like
yes.
that?
Yes. And also, they, like, in the second one, Scorch Trials, they completely changed the plot.
Ah. Do you think they change it because sometimes they can't work out how to do it on a film? Because sometimes you read it in a book and it's so fantastical in your head, to actually try and imagine someone delivering that is almost impossible. So, no, I don't know with that one. What's your very, very, very favourite book of all time?
I don't know.
So far? No, not one that you've read a couple of times because you really enjoyed it? Or?
Yes, I have read the book lots of times.
Which one's that?
The Giver. It's a series.
Uh-huh.
And I've read lots of times.
So is
well,
that...
I read the first one lots of times, and then I read the rest of the series once.
Because the rest of the series is not quite up to it, or...?
No, just I read the first one because I remember I had to write it, I had to do it for two book reviews. So I read it again, and then I read the first time, so I read it three times.
So The Giver, who wrote that?
Lewis Lowry.
Ah, okay. And how many books are in the series? Is it quite a few?
Four.
Four, okay. So you've read them all, and you're not tempted to keep reading them. Or do you keep your books, or do you give them away? Or
no, keep them.
You keep them. Good. I like the idea of keeping all my books. Anyway, and what other books have you really enjoyed over time that you...
Percy Jackson and the Heroes of Olympus. It's like a joint set.
Okay, so Percy Jackson's the character?
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing, okay. The Heroes of Olympus, that sounds...
It, like, continues with, like, his team.
Ah.
But... Percy Jackson is only about the Greek gods,
okay.
And Heroes of Olympus is both of them, the Greek and the Roman gods.
Okay. And you like stories about historic type things like that, the Greek gods and things like that?
I don't mind.
Okay. Because Greek gods, Roman gods, which ones do you think are the coolest?
I prefer the Greek gods.
Yeah? They weren't so egotistical, I think, as the Roman gods, so a bit more fantastical. Okay. And are you reading a book at the moment, or are you in between
books?
No,
I'm waiting for a book to come.
Ah, okay. Is this the one that you just told us about?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Do you get lots of opportunity to read at school? Do they give you lots of recommendations? And you?
No. The books they recommend are terrible.
Ah. Why are they terrible? Are they a bit too young for you, maybe?
Yes.
Or, yes? Yeah, it's because you read a lot, though, so... mm-hmm. not many children really read anymore. It's such a shame. It's,
I read like on the van. And
Oh, that's a good use of time. Do you read at home as well?
I don't really have time, I think.
No? Because you have homework and gym and ballet and hip-hop and mm-hmm. everything, don't you? You're quite active, mm-hmm. yeah? So do you prefer reading over your activities, or it's just one of the other things that you do? You like to read every day anyway through school.
Yeah.
Do you read in the mornings at the weekends, maybe when you're not going to school?
I don't really. If I find time, then yes. But uh-huh. normally I'm quite busy.
So. Ah. So great to hear. 11-year-old busy. And you read proper books. You don't do downloaded books or anything like that. You read...
I've read one downloaded book, Secret Garden. It was good, but it was hurting my eyes.
Yeah. And Secret Garden, such a lovely book, actually. Mm-hmm. You want to read
I read
paper.
It in, like, the tape.
Ah. That's quite something. I think I did that one when I was at school, actually. I really loved it. And I always wanted a walled garden after that. It really stayed with me. But I wanted to have a wall around my garden when I grew up, so... So if you had things like that, that you want to be like one of the characters you read about, or maybe...
Well, if I had powers, that would be amazing.
What kind of powers would you like?
Flying.
So you wouldn't
I
have
like
to sit in traffic.
Ice powers.
Ice powers? What are they?
Well, like telekinesis.
What's that?
Well, you can move things with your mind.
Oh, okay. What would you move? Pizza?
I don't know.
And what about being able to fly? So that you don't have to sit in traffic or catch the bus or anything like that? Or?
Mm-hmm. Also, like, you could run away from people if you don't like them.
Ah.
Well, I don't know, it would be cool if being in the sky.
Mm-hmm. That's true, actually. I'd always have to have jetpacks on my feet. That would be fun. But they still haven't really been invented yet. Never mind. What books do you... Because you have an older sister. Does she give you books to read, or you don't read quite the same things yet?
Yes.
Yeah? Do you like the same sorts of books?
Ah, like The Maze Runner, she read them first.
Mm-hmm.
Then I read them.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a few more. I can't remember.
And what about all the classics? Do you do classics at school? Do you do the old-fashioned books that your mum and dad
no,
might have read?
Them.
No? They're actually better
the
when
English
you get older.
Weird.
Yeah, when you get older, they're better somehow. Literally now, I'm nearly 50, now I read them and I enjoy them. When I was at school, I hated them. They were such hard work. But now I kind of feel like that's my escape because the language is different. It's not, you're not talking to your peers anymore. And any other books you can tell us about that you think we should be looking up and reading about?
I've definitely read much more books, I can't remember.
Mm-hmm. Just any favourite characters or...
I think Cart was also good, but the story was really good. But then, like, the middle, I found it was a bit too long. It was, like, 800 pages or something.
Oh, wow.
But, like, I don't mind that, but, like... It's kind of, driving, like the same thing happened over and over, but then the ending was really good.
So it's worth sticking with it.
Uh-huh.
Is that the sort of book you think would make a good movie or a TV series?
Yes.
Yeah. So what's the story about?
It's about this girl and her dad, and her mother died, but she has this power, so when she reads something, it comes to life.
Wow.
And she was reading this book, and all the characters came to life, and there were bad guys and good guys, and she was, like, trying to run away from them.
Wow. That would be really cool, hey? Ooh, I'm just thinking about the things I read most of all. Food magazines and clothes magazines. You imagine if all those things came to life around me and the food just appeared. That'd be amazing. And do you like history and things like that, or do you prefer more stories that are more...
Fiction
and, you know, people your own age, that kind of stuff, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And set mostly in the same sort of... In
uh-huh,
Europe,
I like futuristic books where there's I like when there's like powers involved.
But you're so
or things set in the future with like where there's like a long journey. I find it.
Hmm.
Or like there's an enemy.
And you like to defeat the enemy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, bad guys.
And I like thrilling books.
What do you mean by
like
thrilling?
Not like scary, but like your heart's racing.
Keep turning the page. Uh-huh. Do you get told off because you read at night, or do you not read at night?
No, I don't read at night.
Okay. So it's more in the morning, mm-hmm. on the van to school. And with all those distractions, you just get lost in your book? You just mm-hmm. stay there?
Even in the car.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And do you think you'll continue reading as you get older?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Something you really enjoy. That's great news.
Mm-hmm.
Did you read the Harry Potter series?
I read the first one,
uh-huh.
and I hated it. And then Robin told me I should read the second one because it gets better. So I read it and hated it. And then she told me at least read the third one, and I stopped halfway through because I was too bored.
No, it just wasn't your thing at all.
Yeah.
Ah. Okay. The first person I've spoken to, actually, that didn't like Harry Potter. Yeah. That's quite cool. That's quite independent thinking. Yeah, that's I like that. And did you don't read things like Famous Five and stuff like that. That's way too young for you now, isn't it? They were really good adventure stories when I was a kid. But
I tried to read one. I didn't like it.
No, they're quite innocent now. They're not quite as up with modern times. But there we go. You said you something about doing book reviews at school. Is that you get to choose the book or they give you a book
no,
and then you have
the
to?
Book.
Ah, okay, that's perfect then. So, and good for the teacher. They don't have to read 100 book reviews on the same book. Eh?
Mm-hmm. But often people always do the same books.
Ah, so your friends read as well?
No.
Not quite, no.
Like half of the people when we were doing our book reviews, they did them about Matilda.
Ah.
And none of them had even read the book. They just watched the movie.
Yeah.
And pretended that they read it.
Uh-huh. But they can get caught out sometimes like that, because like you said, the film can be different.
But Matilda, it is
exactly
as the book, except in the book, there's a part in the movie where Matilda goes into Miss Trumbull's house. It's in the book that never happens.
Ah. Did people get caught out like that at school?
No.
No, they... That's not fair. And any books you're looking forward to reading? Any new authors that you're waiting for them? You want to tell them to hurry up and get the next book out, please?
Not really, but I'm trying to look for books to read because I don't want to read.
Because you've got a long summer holiday coming up. And you get lots of reading time. Anyway, well, we'll see if we can think of any. Do you just read in English or do you read in Maltese as well?
English.
Just in English so far. Yeah. Thank you, Dickie.
Also, The White Giraffe was good. We read it at school together, but it was really nice.
What's The White Giraffe?
It was very
sweet.
About? It's about this girl and her house catches on fire and her both parents die, but she survives. Oh. And she has to go and live with her grandma in Africa.
Okay.
And she has this power to ride this giraffe, which is white. It's the only white one. And these hunters are trying to
catch it.
Ah. And she's the only one who can ride it.
And obviously they want to catch it because it's a very rare giraffe. Bit of an albino, I suppose, is it?
Or yeah.
And how does she manage to get away or save this giraffe?
Because she likes to sneak out at night. Mm-hmm. And there's this crazy woman whose name is Grace. And she has, like, powers to, like, tell the future. And she told her, she ran away into this cave on the white giraffe. And she found Grace in there. And she told her, like, to what to do.
To be able to save herself and the white giraffe. Oh, so it all ends out nicely in the end as well. Oh. Does the book talk about living in Africa as well, or is it purely about this giraffe story and you don't really get
it's
to know?
It's about the giraffe story.
Ah, so there's not much of the learning about the other cultures and countries and stuff.
No, but it shows, like, the different tribes as well. Because there's this man who's really nice who was helping her, Tende. And he's a Zulu.
Okay.
So it talks about his tribe.
Okay, it's quite interesting then. Adds a bit of a different dimension. So did you write a book report about that, or...?
For the exam, we had to write about it.
Ah, okay. And when do you get your results of your exams? Or is that...
It's my mid-year.
Ah. And is English one of your favourite subjects then at school?
I like English. And I like French.
Hmm. Do you see yourself one day maybe reading in French as well?
No.
No? Just more than a paragraph? You never know.
I can, like, rewrite essays and stuff.
Hmm.
I can understand it. But, like, the basics. Like, I could hold a basic conversation, like, hobbies and stuff. And
Already? That's quite cool. No, when you start to read and watch the TV and listen to the radio and the languages as well, that makes a lot of difference. Maybe you should do that too, and the next time I speak to you, you'll be reading in French books. French poetry, that's quite difficult, but that could be interesting.
Not a fan of poetry.
Not yet. You have to remember you're only 11. And you've got a whole long reading life ahead of you, and there's so much to discover.
So I've only read a few poems. Lots of them really bad.
No, sometimes you come across something or you hear something and you think, oh, that's beautiful, let me read more. But poetry's different, it is different. You have to have, like, your own time around you, no one around you, I think. It's really personal, much more personal than a book, I think, my humble opinion. There we go. What books do you think I should read as an adult that I've missed out on because, you know... There's so much adult fiction, though, and children's literature that grown-ups don't read, but they should read because actually it's really good escapism.
I don't know, this book that I read, Girl with All the Gifts, like, I wasn't, like, going to read it at the beginning because, like, my dad said it was, like, too scary and it was supposed to be, like, for, like, 15-year-olds or something. And it wasn't that scary, though.
No?
I liked it.
And who do you get to talk to about your books, or do you don't really talk about them because your friends don't read much? It's your sister, your folks, your mum and dad? A couple of your friends? No, you just read your books and enjoy them yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, that's nice too. Because there's a big trend in people having book clubs where everybody goes and reads the same book, and then they go and talk about the book. So it's a bit like your book reviews at school, I suppose, but you're all on the same book. But, yeah, I think it's a good excuse to have a cup of tea and a gossip as well. I'm not sure it's always about the book itself.
I don't know, I've never done a book club.
So. No, not yet. But when you're older, it gives you an excuse to have to read, because lives get so busy, people have the excuse to say, I'm too busy, I can't read a book. But they'll spend all their day on Facebook, so they have as much time as everybody else. They just choose to be on Facebook instead of reading a real book, is what I think. Anyway, any more books you want to tell us about? No? Mm. We're good? Mm-hmm. All right, well, thank you very much. I was talking to Kira Farrugia. Welcome to Beach Books and Beyond with me, Monique Chambers, and my guest is Andrea Dalmanin. Now, Andrea, how old are you?
9.
I don't normally ask my guests that because you're a very special guest. I'm just letting the listeners know. And you're a very, very avid reader.
Yes.
You read a lot. How many books do you read a week?
Maybe? A week? Like 50 pages, I would say. Yeah.
Wow, okay, that's quite a lot. Mm. And do you read in the morning before you go to school, or do you read...?
I read in the afternoon, and I'm just like lying on my bed, just reading.
Relaxing.
Yeah.
Is that before or after you've done your homework, though?
After.
Okay, good boy. So, what's your favourite types of books?
Like, I would say, like, adventure and mystery.
Oh, yeah? What sorts of characters?
Like, detectives, I would say, like, adventures, like, just in temples and stuff.
Mm.
So, I think that keep you on the edge of your seat.
Ah. And you're an adventurer as well. Do you then dream about different adventures you might go on?
No.
So what's the last book you read that was about adventures?
I would say a book called Captain Underpants.
Captain Underpants?
Yeah, I have it in the study.
So who, tell me about Captain Underpants. Does he have a special power or something?
Yes. He is a very, like, bad principal. I wouldn't say bad, but, like... a very ugly principal, and there are these two boys, and they get a hypno ring, and they turn him into Captain Underpants.
Okay.
And so when he snaps, when they snap their fingers, he's Captain Underpants, and when he gets wet, he's back to,
Wow, wouldn't that be a great thing to be able to do, to snap your fingers and be a superhero?
Yeah. Yeah, but you would forget it.
What, you'd fly around still in your underpants, or...?
Yes, like he takes off his clothes, and then he gets the closest red ring, and wraps it around his neck.
Okay, that could be an interesting day.
Yeah.
So that was fun, was it? It looks fun. I might borrow that from you, I'll ask your mum.
Okay.
And what book are you reading at the moment?
A book called Boy. It's an autobiography by Roald Dahl, even though at the beginning of the story it says it's not an autobiography, it's just something fun.
So is he an interesting character, Roald Dahl, in himself?
Yes.
The stories he comes up with, you'd imagine he'd be quite an interesting person to meet.
Yes.
Yeah? So tell me a bit about him. What have you found out
so far? One winter, his ancient half-sister, they got a car, and it was their first time driving it, because they didn't have driving tests back then.
Okay.
So, by accident, she crashed, and everybody flew, and it was a motor car, so everybody flew, and the glass broke, everybody flew, and miraculously, nobody got hurt, except for Roald Dahl. And his nose got cut off, and was hanging on only by a little thread of skin.
Is that real?
Yes.
Wow. That was quite something. Maybe that's why he had such funny characters, because he had a big bang on his head. What do you think?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, could be. And what else do we know about?
He got a rat, a dead rat.
Uh-huh.
And he hid it in a sweet shop, in a jar.
Uh-huh.
And the day later, it was closed, and the sweet shop has never been closed before. And they thought she died, but then, when they got to school, they found her at school looking for the children who did it. And then, all of his threads got beaten by the cane, and then when he got home, and he was about to have a bath, he turned round, and his parents saw the bars on his bottom, and he just told them the story, and then his mother went out to that school, and he got out of that school after summer, and went to a boarding school.
You like the idea of that kind of putting rats in the sweet shop? I think that's a bit strange.
No? Yeah, a dead rat.
Because you'd think he'd get all the sweets because the shop would shut down.
Yeah.
Not that she would know, it was
prank. Yeah, but it was a prank. Like, they just wanted to, yeah.
Do you do pranks?
Never done one in my life, except for on April Fool's Day.
Uh-huh.
I tried to make her drink ketchup, Because that's what my dad did when I was 8. Uh-huh. He got an Oreo, he opened it, and put toothpaste in it, and he closed it. And then I ate it, I bit on it, and then I was like, and then he gave me a drink, and I was like, what's in it? Get up. I mean, I was like, it had to be obvious.
But what other books have you read then? Do you read joke books and things like that as well?
No, I have one joke book. Mm-hmm. It's called Victorian Jokes.
Okay.
It's got a hand. It's a picture. It's a hand going through a wall. Let me find a joke. I'm gonna open it.
Tell us a Victorian joke.
Is there a hole in your shoe? No. Then how did you get your foot in it? Yeah, there's one about elephants as well. There's a lot about elephants actually. Okay, here it is. Why do you never see elephants hiding in trees? They are really good at it.
What?
I mean, seriously, it's like really weird.
I'm not even sure if they're funny or just a bit strange.
Where did Mary go after the explosion? Everywhere!
Oh, that's not...
I know.
That's really not right.
I know.
You've got another book here. What's this? Michael Moore Pugo.
Michael Moore Pugo.
Okay.
It's an award. He's the award-winning author of War Horse. Mm-hmm. It's called Born to Run. It's a book lent to me by my friend for like a year and a half. Born to Run, the many lives of one incredible dog. So basically, until I've read, a boy found him in a river.
The dog.
The dog.
Uh-huh.
With lots of other puppies.
Oh.
And... he picked up the sack, because they were in a sack, and he brought them to school, and he got to take one home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he didn't know, because at first they said he couldn't take one home. And then, when he woke up one morning, a dog was licking his face, and his dog...
Oh, so his parents just hid it from him?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
I know.
That's sweet. Did it have a happy ending in the end?
I don't know.
You haven't got that far, okay. So why have you had it for a year and a half? Just because you keep getting interrupted by other books?
Yes.
Do you do lots of reading at school? Do you get lots of
books through school? Yes. I'm actually, at my school, there's this book I'm in as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The
Smart... You're in a book?
I actually have it somewhere here.
Let me see, you're in a book.
It's Shamar. It's about a nature reserve. Yes, okay. Maltese.
I'm going to look through this, because I don't speak any Maltese. Yeah, there. Ah, you really are in the book.
Yes.
How cool.
And they were reading it one day, and this teacher came in to my class, and this took me from the class. And my mum's in there as well.
And this is Thomas Camilleri, I think.
Yes.
Thomas Camilleri, so I know him as well.
And they basically interrupted my class, and they took me to both classes that were reading this,
uh-huh.
And they were like, I don't remember you. But most of them were like,
you're famous. So tell me a bit about the story, because like I said, I don't read any Maltese.
So it's a nature reserve in Shamshiya.
Okay.
So I arrived there with my father.
Uh-huh. Your acting father.
Yeah, my acting father, putting my fingers up and down.
Uh-huh.
And my acting sister.
Okay.
And we get to the end, there's this car, so we drive in that car in the story. We actually do drive in it in real life. And my mom's there. And they actually do give us that.
So this is a sheet with pictures of different animals.
Yes, you have like the eye and the ear. So the eyes you have to see it.
Uh-huh.
The ears you have to hear.
How cool.
And then you tick it when you're done. And I actually won.
Mm-hmm.
That and
so you did actually see all the animals, or hear the animals and insects. Okay, and then it gives you the names of some of the things here.
Yeah, okay. And it's actually quite a peaceful nature reserve. And they gave us binoculars, and
you saw all of these animals as well.
Yeah, we saw that bird. It's like a really ugly duck.
Oh, an ugly duckling! But you know about ugly ducklings?
Yes,
turn into beautiful swans. Yes.
It's already a grown up, so it can't actually turn into a swan.
There you go. Oh, I see. So it's just an ugly bird.
Yeah.
Oh, poor thing.
I know.
That's my favourite bird, the robin.
I know. Yeah.
My absolute favourite.
Yeah, they show up in on my nana's garden every month, I would say.
Wow, I think I only see mine at Christmas. You're very lucky.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they live in the same garden for all their lives. They don't move house.
They do. They just like come and go. They come and go.
So when you're at school, do you go to a school library or something? Or
yes.
Do you,
yes. The funny thing is, basically, there was the drama room.
Mm-hmm.
And the drama room is now the library, and the library is now the drama room.
Ah.
And in the drama room, it's like refurbished, there are pink seats, there's teal walls, there's a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually quite cool. And the library is now just like a ginormous thing. And there's this ball, like a cylinder, with a seat inside, and you can just sit down and break and read.
Cool.
And also, there are these things where you can read with dogs. Like, if you're bad in Maltese or shy to read in Maltese, you can read to the dog, because dogs don't judge.
That's cool.
Yeah, like, if you're even bad in English, dogs don't judge. I mean, seriously.
So you just have to practice with the doggy, and you can say stroking him, be relaxed, whatever.
Yes.
That's really nice.
Yes, don't pet them when they have the vest on. Yeah, because if they have the vest on, it can either be green for the youngsters and red for the older ones.
The dogs, this is all.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So they're sort of trained to not be touched at that point.
And they just.
So do your teachers tell you what books you have to read, or do you get to go in and choose whatever you like?
You get to go in and choose whatever you like. There is one of my favourite book series in there. Yeah, Tom Gates' book series. I got the last one for Christmas, and that was the only one I read, and I loved it. And so I set out for finding other ones in the library, and I found the first one and the seventh one.
Okay, so there's seven in total.
No, not seven in total, there's like 10.
Oh, wow, okay.
And there's going to be an 11th one soon.
So you've got quite a lot to catch up on.
Yeah.
And so what's Tom Gates about?
It's basically about this boy who had a friend and a sister who's allergic to dogs. So he can't get a pet. She's allergic to animals. She can't get a pet. Well, allergic to dogs at least, and he wants a dog, so he can't get a dog. And then he has a friend, and he goes to school, and he has this all like amazing adventures.
Okay.
Yeah, and they have like these really silly names, the books, and they actually have a band.
They have a band.
Yes.
What, so him and his friend.
Yes. Him and his friends. And his friend is Derek, and then there's Norman. I think that's it.
Derek and Norman, they're not very good names, are they? Derek and Norman. I would change my name if I was called Derek or Norman.
anyways.
So what's their band play? Do they play like rock songs or something?
Yes, they're called Dog Zombies. Yeah, the last book is Dog Zombies Rule. So basically they make such a good song, and they meet the band members of another band, an old band named Plastic Cup.
Bands always have funny names.
I know, and at the end, there's good news, there's very good news, and there's not so good news.
Yeah.
So the not so good news is they met the Plastic Cup member, and the news was only interested in the Plastic Cup member.
Oh.
The good news is their new song is a big hit. The very good news is they played it in gym class.
Okay, and everybody had to do their exercises to
do. Yeah, the song was called Dog Zombies Rule.
Can you actually hear the song, or is it just made up?
No, it
doesn't really exist. Maybe you could write that song for
me. Maybe. It is already written, I just have to sing it.
I think that would be quite a fun thing to do. Maybe you should get together with the rest of your classmates and do the song, and then you could be famous.
Yeah.
More famous than you are already, in a book.
Yeah.
That's quite something.
In adverts and music videos.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
A little bit of a media star.
Yeah.
Well, one day you'll be doing my job.
Maybe.
Yeah? And you can interview me about the books that I like.
Yeah.
Okay, deal.
Yeah.
Thanks very much. Andre?
Yes.
It's been really nice talking to you.
Yeah, it's been really nice talking to you. Too.
Thank you very, very much for taking the time.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask your mum if I can borrow this Captain Underpants and the Revolting Revenge of the Radioactive Roboboxers.
Yeah.
High five.
Thank you for joining me, Monique Chambers, on this week's Beach, Books and Beyond. I'd also like to thank Samuel Attard and Carmelo Brett for helping me to produce this programme. Join us again next week for Beach, Books and Beyond here on Campus FM.